All right, so get the AI this week has been absolutely crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's been wild. We've got AI replicating itself,
Wow.
an AI tutor that's putting a Harvard professor to shame, and
Really?
Elon Musk is publicly feuding with OpenAI. It's insane.
Yeah. Sounds like we've got a lot to cover.
We do. We've got a ton of articles, announcements, expert opinions, all sorts of stuff. So buckle up because we're about to take a deep dive into all the biggest AI news from January 19th to the 26th.
All right, let's do it.
First up, let's talk about how the whole AI landscape is shifting.
Okay.
We're seeing all these major AI companies spending a ton of money on lobbying. Why the sudden urgency?
Well, it's all about trying to influence the regulations that are being developed around AI. You know, as AI becomes more powerful and more integrated into our lives, governments are starting to grapple with how to manage it.
Right.
And these companies, they want a seat at the table to help shape those
They're
rules.
basically they're trying to make sure the regulations don't stifle their innovation.
Exactly, or give an unfair advantage to their competitors.
Makes sense.
And it's not just individual companies either. Even the CEO of NTT Data, you know, that huge global IT firm,
Yeah.
he's calling for international AI regulation standards.
Really?
Yeah, he made a big plea at Davos, you know, the World Economic
All
Forum,
right. Yeah.
saying that a patchwork of different national policies could really mess things up for everyone.
A global approach to AI regulation. Huh. That's a pretty big deal.
It is. It shows just how seriously everyone is taking
Yeah, you're
this.
right. So we've got the big players trying to shape the rules, but then you've got this company, DeepSeek.
Oh, yeah, DeepSeek.
They're really shaking things up. They're an open source initiative.
Right.
Basically, they're making powerful AI tools available to everyone and at a way lower cost than the big guys.
That's right. And they're even pioneering a new approach to generative AI that's got everyone talking.
It's like they're saying, hey, AI shouldn't just be controlled by a few giant corporations.
Yeah.
Everyone should have the power to shape it.
Exactly.
Damn.
And that could have huge implications for the future of the AI industry.
All right, so we've got this battle brewing between open source and big tech. But let's talk about another battle, the battle of the wallets.
Okay.
The investment frenzy in AI is insane right now.
It is. It's crazy how much money is pouring into this field.
I mean, Meta is dropping a cool $65 billion into AI this year alone.
Wow, 65 billion.
What are they up to?
Well, that kind of investment is a clear sign that Meta sees AI as absolutely crucial to their future.
Makes sense.
They're building infrastructure, developing advanced generative AI, expanding their research teams. I mean, they're going all in on AI.
Yeah, $65 billion. That's not just dipping their toes in the water. It's like they're doing a cannonball into the AI pool.
That's a good way to put it.
And they're not the only ones. ByteDance, the folks behind TikTok, they're investing $20 billion.
Yeah.
And Google's pouring even more money into a company called Anthropic,
Right, Anthropic.
which could be valued at a whopping $60 billion.
Yeah.
What's so special about them?
Well, Anthropic is working on a new type of AI system that's designed to be more safe, reliable, and aligned with human values.
So it's like they're trying to build AI that's not just smart, but also ethical.
Exactly. They're really focusing on the responsible development of AI, which is increasingly important as the technology becomes more powerful.
Yeah, you're right. It's encouraging to hear, especially with all the concerns about AI going rogue.
Yeah, definitely a step in the right direction.
And while all this is happening in the US, we can't forget about what's going on in other parts of the world. Like Reliance Industries is building the world's largest AI data center
Well,
in India.
wow, in India.
Yeah, could India become the next AI superpower?
You know, it's definitely a possibility. They have a massive amount of tech talent and a booming economy. So this data center could give them a huge advantage in the AI race. It could become a major hub for research and development.
Okay, so we've got all this money flowing into AI. But the big question on everyone's mind is, are we actually on the verge of AGI,
AGI.
artificial general intelligence?
Right. Machines that can truly think like humans.
Yeah, that's the holy grail of AI, right?
It is, and some believe we're closer than ever before. Demis Hassabis, the CEO of Google DeepMind, he predicts that AGI could be just 3 to 5 years away.
3 to 5 years. That's a seriously bold prediction.
Yeah.
Is he just being optimistic, or is there real evidence to back that up?
Well, there's no doubt that AI is advancing at an incredible pace. We're seeing breakthroughs in areas like natural language processing, image recognition, even creativity. It's starting to feel like anything is possible.
So we've got these incredible advancements, but we also have some real concerns. I mean, just this week, an AI weapon detection system failed during a school shooting in Nashville.
Oh, wow, I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah. It's a chilling reminder that these systems aren't perfect and the stakes can be incredibly high.
It really highlights the importance of rigorous testing and robust safety measures for AI systems, especially those that are being used in critical situations where lives are on the line.
And on a slightly different note, there's this class action lawsuit against LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, what happened?
They're being accused of using private messages to train their AI without users' consent.
Really? Without their consent?
Yeah. It raises some serious questions about data privacy in the age of AI.
It does. This case emphasizes the need for clear regulations and guidelines to protect user privacy as AI becomes more integrated into our lives. People need to know how their data is being used and have a say in it.
Okay, so we've got all this intense stuff going on, but let's take a breath and talk about the positive side of AI.
Okay.
Amidst all the concerns, there are some truly amazing things happening that could benefit humanity in incredible ways.
Oh, absolutely. AI isn't just about automation and efficiency. It's also about solving real-world problems.
Right.
Like, for instance, NASA is using AI to monitor volcanic activity and predict eruptions.
Wait, really? AI can predict volcanic eruptions?
It can, which could save countless lives by giving us early warnings.
That's incredible.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. AI is also being used to develop new drugs and treatments at an unprecedented pace.
So we could be on the verge of a medical revolution thanks to AI-powered drug discovery.
It's a real possibility.
And what about this AI tutor that's apparently outperforming a Harvard professor? How is that even possible?
Well, this AI tutor is able to personalize instruction and feedback for each individual student, adapting to their specific needs and learning styles. In a recent study, it consistently outperformed a Harvard professor in teaching physics.
Wow, so it's like having a 247 personal tutor who knows exactly how you learn best.
Exactly. It's a game changer for education.
Okay, so we've got AI predicting natural disasters, developing life-saving drugs, and revolutionizing education. But wait, there's more.
More? What else?
AI is even judging snowboarding at the X Games now.
No way. Really?
Yeah, they're using AI to analyze athlete performance and provide more objective scoring.
Interesting. So alongside human judges, I assume.
Of course. And it's not just sports either. Even the Oscars have nominated two AI-assisted films this year.
AI-assisted films? Wow. That's a first.
It's a huge moment for AI in the arts.
It is. So we've got AI predicting volcanic eruptions, developing new drugs, teaching physics, judging snowboarding at the X Games, and making Oscar-worthy films. I mean, is there anything AI can't do?
It's pretty mind-blowing.
Right? Yeah.
But we're just getting started.
Oh, there's more.
We've got a lot more to cover, including OpenAI's mysterious operator project and the latest AI features in Samsung's Galaxy S25 Plus. We'll get into the Clash of the Titans. Elon Musk versus Sam Altman.
Oh, this is going to be good.
It's going to be a wild ride. Stick with us. So before the break, we were talking about all the money pouring into AI right now.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's like everyone's trying to get a piece of the action.
Right.
And out of all that investment, some really cool new tools and innovations are coming out.
Absolutely.
Like OpenAI's Operator project. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah. Operator. It's a big one.
What is it exactly?
It's an autonomous web agent. Basically, an AI that can browse the web and do all sorts of complex tasks online without any human help.
So like an AI personal assistant that lives on the internet?
Kind of, but way more powerful.
So what can it do? Like order my groceries and book my flights?
Think bigger. It can gather information from all over the place, analyze data in real time, even make decisions based on what it finds.
Wow. So it could be used for like research data analysis.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And even things like online shopping and customer service.
So it's not just about convenience. It could actually change entire industries.
Exactly. And it raises some interesting questions about the future of work, you know?
Right. All those jobs that could be automated.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a whole other discussion.
For another time. So what else is new in the world of AI assistants?
Well, Perplexity AI, you know, the company behind that awesome search engine.
Oh, yeah. I love that search engine.
They just released a new mobile assistant.
Really?
Yeah.
What's so special about it?
Well, it takes that contextual search capability to a whole other level.
Okay.
Imagine having all that real-time information, personalized recommendations, even interactive conversations, all on your phone.
That sounds amazing.
It's like having a super smart AI companion in your pocket. Okay, I need to download that ASAP.
You should. It's pretty cool.
So we've talked about software. What about hardware? Any cool new AI gadgets coming out?
Well, Samsung just unveiled their Galaxy S25 series.
Oh, right, the new Galaxy.
And it's packed with AI-powered features.
Like what?
They're talking about Gemini-powered interactions, multimodal agent capabilities, and context-aware language features.
Hold on, I need a translation. What does all that jargon actually mean?
Basically, your phone is going to be way smarter and more intuitive.
Okay.
It'll understand your needs better, anticipate your actions, offer seamless interactions across all your devices. It's pretty impressive.
It sounds pretty futuristic.
It does.
But amidst all this exciting progress, there's some controversy brewing too.
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal with OpenAI's Stargate project?
Oh.
I keep hearing about it, but no one seems to know what it's really about.
It's a massive initiative.
Like, how massive?
We're talking a $500 billion investment.
$500 billion.
To boost AI infrastructure across the U.S.
Okay, so why is it causing such a stir?
Well, not everyone's on board.
Really? Who's against it?
Elon Musk, for one.
Elon Musk. But isn't he, like, the biggest AI advocate out there?
He is, but he's also been very vocal about the potential dangers of uncontrolled AI development.
Right. He's always warning about the robot apocalypse.
Exactly. He believes that investing in AI safety and ethical guidelines should be our top priority, even more important than building bigger and more powerful AI systems.
That's interesting. So he's not against AI. He's just concerned about the direction it's headed.
Exactly.
And this whole debate is really highlighting the tension between pushing the boundaries of AI and making sure it's used responsibly.
Right. It's a tough balance.
It is. It makes me think about this whole battle between open source AI and big tech.
Yeah.
We were talking about DeepSeek earlier.
Right. DeepSeek.
Their open source approach seems to be gaining a lot of traction.
It is. Their R1 model is supposedly outperforming OpenAI's O1. And the fact that it's available to anyone could really shake things up.
Yeah. It's like David versus Goliath.
Exactly. Yeah. It could empower smaller companies and independent researchers to compete with the giants, potentially leading to even faster innovation and more diverse perspectives in the field.
That would be amazing.
It would.
But how are the big players responding to this challenge?
They're not sitting still.
Yeah.
Companies like Anthropic and Mistral are also pushing the boundaries, developing their own models and approaches. Google's continued investment in Anthropic shows that they're taking the competition seriously.
So it's a race.
Oh, yeah. And a fascinating one to watch.
It's not just about who has the most powerful AI, though, right?
No, it's also about who can use it most effectively and responsibly.
Exactly. We're seeing this play out in the open source versus big tech battle, and also in the debate over OpenAI's Stargate project. It's clear that the choices we make now will have a huge impact on the future of AI.
Absolutely. And speaking of mind-blowing developments, have you heard about the scientists who have figured out how to make AI replicate itself?
Wait, would AI that can make copies of itself?
It's pretty incredible, and it's raising some serious ethical questions.
Like, what happens if they start evolving in ways we didn't anticipate?
Exactly. How do we control something that can create copies of itself? It's a whole new level of complexity.
It sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It does. And this is just the beginning. Dario Amodè, the CEO of Anthropic, believes that AI could surpass human abilities in most tasks by 2027.
2027? It's not that far off.
It's not. So we're talking about a future where AI is not just a tool, but potentially an equal or even a superior intelligence.
What does that even mean for humanity?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I don't think anyone has the answer yet. It all depends on the choices we make today.
Right. How we develop AI responsibly, how we ensure that it aligns with our values, how we prepare for the impact on society.
Exactly. It's a pivotal moment, and it's exciting to be a part of it.
It is, but it's also a little bit scary.
I agree. There's a lot at stake. But I'm optimistic that we can navigate this new era of intelligence responsibly and use these powerful technologies to create a better future for everyone.
Last time we were talking about self-replicating AI, and AI maybe becoming smarter than humans.
Yeah, some pretty big ideas.
It makes you think about the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what does it all mean for us? Where are we headed with all this?
It's both exciting and a little unnerving, right?
Definitely.
Ugh.
We've seen how AI can be misused or have unexpected consequences.
Right, like that AI weapon detection system that failed.
Exactly. Or those concerns about LinkedIn and data privacy makes you realize we got to be careful with this stuff.
Absolutely. As AI gets more powerful, we need to really think about the ethics, you know?
Yeah, like, what are the rules? What are the limits?
Right. One of the biggest concerns is bias.
Bias.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If AI systems are trained on data that reflects existing biases, they can make those biases even worse.
So it's like garbage in, garbage out.
Kind of.
Yep.
If the data is flawed, the AI will be flawed too.
And that could have real world consequences.
Oh, absolutely. Like, imagine an AI system used for hiring. If it's trained on data that shows a bias against women in certain roles, it might end up recommending men over women, even if the women are more qualified.
That's a scary thought.
It is. And it's just one example. Bias can show up in all sorts of ways, and we need to be very aware of it.
So bias is a big one.
Yeah.
What other potential problems should we be thinking about?
Well, job displacement is a major concern.
Right. Robots taking our jobs.
As AI gets more capable, it could automate a lot of the jobs that humans do right now.
And that could lead to a lot of people losing their jobs.
Potentially. Especially in fields like manufacturing, transportation, even customer service.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
No one wants to be replaced by a robot.
But it's not inevitable.
Really?
What can we do about it?
Well, one solution is to focus on retraining people, you know.
Giving them the skills they need for the new jobs that will be created.
Exactly. We need to prepare people for an AI-driven economy. Jobs that require creativity, critical thinking, problem-solving skills that AI can't replicate.
So it's not just about learning to code, it's about learning to think differently.
But even with retraining, there's still a chance that some people will be left behind.
There is. And that's where social safety nets and policies come in. We need to make sure everyone benefits from these advancements in AI, not just a select few.
This whole conversation about jobs makes me think about the bigger picture. You know, the societal impact of AI.
Yeah, it really challenges our understanding of what it means to be human.
Right. Like, if AI can write poetry, compose music, create art, what does that mean for human creativity?
It's a good question. And if AI can diagnose diseases, what does that mean for doctors? If it can drive cars, what does that mean for human control?
It's like we're having to redefine ourselves.
In a way, we are. And I think it's important to have these
Yeah,
conversations.
they
We
are.
need to figure out where the line is between human and machine intelligence. You know, what are the ethical guidelines for AI? How do we make sure it's used for good?
So it's not just about the technology itself, it's about how we use it.
Exactly.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. Self-replicating AI, bias, job displacement, the philosophical questions. It's been a lot.
It has a lot to unpack.
So what's the main takeaway for our listeners?
I think the most important thing is to stay informed and engaged.
Right. Don't just ignore it.
Exactly. Ask questions, challenge assumptions. The future of AI is being shaped right now. We all have a role to play.
That's a great point. We can't just sit back and let it happen to us.
We need to be active participants.
Well said. So that wraps up our deep dive into the world of AI this week.
A wild week it was.
It was. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive into the latest AI developments.
See you then.